Hi, thank you for calling Offer Home. This is Andy.
Hello, Andy. I'm interested in selling my home.
Okay. All right. I can definitely help you with that. Let's go ahead and take a look, see if there's anything we can help you with. So it sounds like you've got your property you're looking to sell. Where's it located, the house?
Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa. Okay, we purchased in Santa Rosa. Can I have the property address? That way we can pull it up, see if there's anything.
All right. 418 White Oak Drive. Two words.
White Oak Drive. Okay. And that would be 95409, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. So just to make sure, that's 418 White Oak Drive, Santa Rosa. Just to go into a little bit of detail in regards to selling, as far as the house goes, are you living there? Is it rented? Or
I'm emptying it out. It was owner occupied for 12 years, and I was ill, so it was full of clutter, which I'm decluttering now. I'm spending a lot of money having things hauled away. It's a planned unit development. Does that prevent you from purchasing? It's an Oakmont retirement community.
No, we purchased in retirement communities as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then just to go into a little more detail. So I hope you're doing better as far as your health goes. It sounds like you're transitioning out of the house.
Yeah, I'm able. We're trying to get it. It's cosmetically, it looks terrible, but it has a new roof. I put in new windows and doors. I put in a new floor, new bathroom. But because of my health and being a recluse, it really got messed up. And so, like I say, I'm in the process of clearing it out. We're about halfway through.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so about halfway through, and I'm sure there's quite a bit of stuff in there, right? You said you guys were in there for a while. I know, accumulated stuff without even knowing it.
Right. Well, there's clutter in boxes. It's mostly just clutter in boxes, and we've bagged up.
Okay.
The hauling company is going to take away all the trash. We've bagged up tons of we're just throwing everything away that can't be immediately sold. Like, I'm throwing away a very good brass bed. I'm throwing away lots of stuff that's good furniture because I don't have the time to sell it.
Yes, ma'am. So can I ask you, and just to say, it sounds like you could benefit from one of the services that we offer. So in this case, so I know the house, there's a lot of stuff in there, but within all the stuff that's in there, I mean, how much of it, and just like on a scale, like, like percentages, so, from 0 to 100%, how much of that stuff would you say that you're going to leave behind, roughly?
None of it.
Or that you would rather donate?
I've already am donating. I've got the donation route. I've got the trash route. And I've got the donation route, the trash route, and then I'm moving to Salem. I'm talking to someone who might buy the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll be right with you. Okay. So we have it planned in those three. By next Monday, the stuff I'm taking to, I'm moving to Salem, Oregon. That stuff will be out of the house. All the garbage, it's not filthy garbage. It's all the trash.
It's all good. Yeah, exactly.
Will be removed by next week.
Salem, Oregon. What's in Salem? I hope family and
I have family
out there.
I have family up there. It's the capital of Oregon. It's not as nice as California, but I can afford to live there. I'm a teacher.
Awesome. What grade? What grade do you teach?
Well, I taught mostly fifth, sixth. I taught high school algebra and then went down.
Okay, so which did you like better of the two? I actually used to want to be a teacher, so I'm just curious.
I liked the 5th-6 better because I had the same kids. The high school wasn't a problem, except that the turnover was too. You couldn't teach the kids because they couldn't read. They couldn't read the math problems.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I taught in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mhm. Yeah, and I figured English would have been my go-to subject. I'm not much of a mathematician, if I'm being honest.
Well, I wasn't either. That's why I went into it, to help the little kids get to it. I took calculus for engineers, and that's as high as I went. So I'm equipped to teach fractions to the second and third graders.
Oh, okay. And then you're still working right now.
No, you're not currently. No, I was forced to retire due to illness 12 years ago. And that's when my house went downhill, just became clutter. I was too ill.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
From what I know, Andy, I'm not going to be able to clear anything from the sale with an organization like yours. That's what I've been told, that I won't get any of my equity.
Yes, ma'am. So, and you know, we're just here to see if there's any way we can provide an option. And, you know, we don't do business with everyone, you know, and that's okay. And then vice versa, you know, not everyone we do business with does business with somebody else, right? Sometimes there's just, you know, things that other companies can do for you that, you know, others might not be able to. But, you know, to get a little, you know, more detail on that, I know it sounds like you've kind of, you know, had a chance to get some offers on the property. What is remaining on that mortgage that you have?
193.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when it's all said and done, and you know, you pay that mortgage off on your end, I know you're going to be moving back. You know, you're going up to Salem. You have your budget. What did you need to clear minimum to even be able to, you know, transition into that move?
I don't know what's possible. I'll be really honest with you. I don't know what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's possible. I don't know what kind of offer would be made.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And it sounds like you really love your home. I know it's not easy, right, to transition from somewhere where you've been so long.
I've fought really hard.
You know, I hope there's a. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm running out of time. I'm paying my mortgage, and I'm paying for rent on a place in Salem. And then I was hospitalized for almost a year, and it's used up most of my funds. So I'm down to the last few months where I can hold on to the property, and I'll lose all my equity.
I'm really sorry. So we're here to help you, okay? You know, and whether we're able to do something with the house or not, you know, I'll always advise you on you know, where you can go, because it, you know you're gonna be okay. It's all gonna work out. You still have time. I don't see that there's any sort of, you know, foreclosure. Are you a little late on the payments, ma'am?
No, I'm not late on the payments. I'm late on the homeowner's dues.
Okay, and how much is owed on the homeowner's dues?
Gee, I don't know. It's been a year. And it's $225 a month.
Mhm. So $225, and then times 12, so about $2,700. And I know they don't like to leave all the funds to us, right? They always do like maybe late fees or whatever's associated.
Yeah,
so,
they'll be.
You know, call it $3,000.
There'll be
exactly.
There'll be penalties and fines and fees and.
Yeah, exactly. So call it, you know, $3,000 on that, and then you know,
say
you said you had
4,000.
the mortgage at the, you said you had a mortgage at what price once again?
Let's see, last time I looked, it was 194. It's probably down to 192.
So about 192, and then plus the $3,000, you know, they probably hold like a little lien
right.
or judgment on there. So
right.
about 195. Okay. So on your end, I mean, you know, and it's not a matter of, you know, us trying to get an amazing, you know, price on this. It's a matter of we can help you, and if we can even go in there and, you know, make a little bit of money. You know, we buy multiple properties every single month, so our turnaround is better than if to, you know, we just score one or two properties a month, and, you know, we have to maximize on every project. So that allows us to pay more, you know, than our competitors, but we definitely need some sort of starting point. So, you know, did you receive any sort of offers?
No.
Yeah, on the property?
You're the first person I've called.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping I could take it to a real estate agent and have a local investor, but I'm running out of time, and I'm not I'm not strong enough and business-like enough to be able to deal with a realtor.
Why is that? I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
I'm emotionally wrecked. I would cry and shake.
Well, you know, I'm not, I can't speak on, you know, it's intimidating, right? It's like, you know, there's so many people who do this type of work, and, you know, you've done our, you know, the community in this country, you know, a service in a different way. And that's by teaching and educating the youth. And that's a whole completely different, you know, it's a different field, right? And, you know,
yeah.
we don't expect you to know everything. We don't, you know, need you to be nervous. You know, it's just a matter of, hey, look, can we possibly find something that works for you?
Right.
And, you know, and then on our end, you know, in order for us to do a good job when we do business with anybody, we have to walk you through exactly what, you know, you should expect and the way this goes and what you should know
right.
really ultimately. So, you know, we would
okay.
never ask you to go into something if you weren't, you know, 100% comfortable. And, you know, you don't have to view me as just another investor or realtor. You know, I'm here to help if I can. So I'm looking just, you know, and I know that, you know, this is emotional self where you've been there so long, you're going somewhere new. Based off that apartment that you have over there, is that where you would be moving into once you sell the house?
Yeah. I have a place. I've already partially moved into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all set to move. I can move in a matter of days. I have the mover coming to take my stuff to Salem this Monday.
Okay. So you're getting moved out officially. Like, this property is going to be vacant then, fully vacant.
Right, and I'm paying out of my pocket to have all the trash hauled away.
Mm-hmm. So what, you know, would it help you if you were just able to leave that stuff behind and we were able to help you with that? You know, that, you
yeah.
know, because you could potentially wait. You know, because you could, you know, like you said, you could meet with someone, you know, face-to-face that's going to sell the property for you. They're going to need to host open houses. You might need to do some cleanup, a little bit of the work, and it's just a longer process. You know, you might make a little more money, but, again,
no,
it's something that there's no...
I was in the real estate business before I went into education. I was in the 80s when they had the...
Yes,
those
ma'am.
Wraparound loans, you know, when interest rates were 13%.
Mm-hmm.
So I know about the process of I know something about the process of selling. I don't know how you go about it. I don't know how quickly you can act. I don't know if I'll come out with a penny. That's the place is 2-bedroom, 2-bath. It's 1,000
yes,
square
ma'am.
Feet. It was built in 1969. I put a new roof on 3 years ago. It has new windows and new sliding glass doors. When I moved in 12 years ago, I put in a new floor and sealed the slab and put floating linoleum throughout the house. It needs paint. It has its paint from 12 years ago. It's ideally situated in Oakmont. It has a wonderful location. It's really ideal. It's close to, you can walk to the pool, you can walk to the post office, you can walk to the little general store. So you're not high up in the hills with the really expensive homes.
Love the area. We definitely will purchase in this area. You know, when the properties come across here, we have purchased and will continue to purchase here. So
I agree. See, Andy.
Did you enjoy your time living there?
I adored it. I loved every minute. I loved the deer. I loved everything. I loved the gym is wonderful. The climate is ideal. I loved everything about it. Now, these units that were built in 1969, they have carports, not garages. The carport contains each individual unit has their own washer dryer area, little room, and there's storage in the carport. We put a new roof on 3 years ago. As I said, that's always something. What's bad about the place is, since I've been gone in Salem, some rats got into the house. We're clearing it out.
Oh no.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, no, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. It's going to really impact things, I think.
So do you think realistically this property is better off just sold as is to an investor or someone who can come in and, you know, just pay, you know, hopefully pay off that mortgage and maybe put something in your pocket?
Yeah, that's
would
how
that be
I
like
see
the
it.
Best situation for
it? Because it can be easily converted to a rental with the bathrooms are in good shape.
Yes,
one
ma'am.
Toilet needs to be reseated, but I put in a new bathroom and the other one was very well done. So I see it as an investor property to be bought at a distressed price and letting me get out of it with something. I'm being really honest with you.
I understand. And just, you know, take a deep breath. I know this is stressful. We can figure it out.
Okay.
You know, you can trust me.
As far as price goes, if it were fixed up, it would go for like $450. The price, the units next to it sold for a lot more. One sold for, because it's a three-bedroom and has a beautiful view, sold for nearly $500,000 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the comparables are good.
Yes,
and,
ma'am. So can I, just to go into, and thank you for, you know, taking the time to give me all this information. This is how we're able to do our job, you know, as best as we can, is by knowing what your situation is so we can work around it, you know, and find out what's going to, you know, be one, most convenient for you, two, make you happy with, you know, the resolution of all this, you know, because this is obviously a problem that you have to get fixed, and, you know, you got to take care of this. And I'm sorry, you with ma'am? I think here's some static.
No, I'm still with you.
Okay. Yeah. So, to fill you in, you know, I want to address a little bit of, you know, the concern that I heard you have. So I know you were in real estate. I didn't know that, you know, but you were in real estate some time back.
I used to build houses for.
Oh, did
back.
You?
Mhm.
Here locally.
In Bodega Harbor.
Bodega Harbor, okay. And do you enjoy your time in real estate?
No, I wanted to teach, so I enjoyed building the houses. Yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't my passion, so the teaching was my.
Exactly.
So
I like both of you. I think for me it was like I said earlier, I always wanted to be like a senior English teacher, like at a high school. Like that was what I wanted to be. God just had different path for me, and I just kind of got introduced to real estate. I've been working here with this company for the last few years. We buy properties every month. So you're in good hands. I just want you to know that, and I know we're, I'm a stranger on the other end of the phone, but I
What's
hope you
your
can tell
last
that.
name? Your first name is Andy. What is your last name?
Garcia?
Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
R.C. And what is the name of the company?
Offer Home?
Could you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. So it's offer, like a cash offer, offer, OFFER.
Offer.
And then home, like a house,
Home.
HOME.
Offer home.
Yes, ma'am. That's the name of our company.
That's the name of the company. Good.
Yeah.
Because
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not real handy with the internet and the iPhone, and I'm
You
74.
don't have to. You don't have to be.
Okay. Well, so it's two bedroom, two full baths. It's a walk-in shower.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and then
And
and
it has a nice patio.
okay, it has a nice patio, and to go to get to give me a little idea on the condition. So I know you mentioned the property just from everything, it has some stuff piled up. Would you say it could use some remodeling? Everything's pretty much in just original shape.
Well, it's been remodeled. The bathrooms have been remodeled. The kitchen was remodeled. It's in pretty good. When you take the stuff away, it's in pretty good shape. It needs paint, and it just depends on how upscale someone wants to go. Some people want marble countertops and high-end appliances and all
Yes,
like
ma'am.
that. This would be ideal for someone who wants a modest price. They want Oakmont, but they don't want to spend the money.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
it could easily be sequentially. You could move in. The cabinets have to be cleaned, but it's something that could be done sequentially. It's not the place is not a wreck.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
The
It
number of
just, it could use a little TLC, right? A little love. The
it
property.
definitely needs TLC. It definitely needs
Yes.
paint. Oh, I didn't tell you the terrible thing. Here's the terrible thing that really freaked me out. When I put the new bathroom in the hallway, the contractor stepped on the ceiling and would not acknowledge that he damaged the ceiling. So I have part of the bedroom ceiling is collapsed. He missed the
Oh, wow.
joist. That's the worst thing about the house. I'm told it's not that expensive to fix.
Okay, and that's just normal stuff that we come across when we are buying property. So it's what's expected, right? We've been in business for a few years, so these are just things that happen, and I'm not asking because it would go through some sort of like crazy inspection. It's just a matter of we need to be educated. We want to know if this is something we can make an offer on.
Right. And what about the rats? They're not, I
And
don't see them. I don't see them, but I see some evidence of them. but I don't see them.
Well, that's all you need, right, to know they're there is you start seeing the droppings, and you start seeing, like, little scratches everywhere.
That and the bedroom ceiling are the two worst things. Everything else about the place is really solid.
Okay. And just one thing. So I want to confirm. I'm looking at the history on the property right now. So to go into the deed, give me just a second.
I don't even have the AP number. I've thrown away all my records.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't. You know, I know we've been. You know, we kind of got off on a start where. You were letting me know everything I needed to know, and we kind of skipped introduction. So again, my name is Andy Garcia. I didn't catch your first name.
Oh, my first name is Carol, Carole. The last name is Whitrock, Whit, T as in Tom, Rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Whitrock. Just making sure. Yeah, that's what I showed. That's what I show on the deed, and just part of the process in doing business is confirming who is on the deed, right?
There's
you want to
no
make sure
deed.
We're
there's
doing business with the right person.
There's no seconds. I'm sure I have a lien from the homeowners association.
That's right, which is what we're expecting, being the $192 on the mortgage, and then the $3,000. You know, lean. And here's what we can do. We can actually, as like we move forward on this, I'll be able to actually get in touch with the homeowners association with your permission. And
yes.
Sometimes they're pretty flexible on negotiating the balances down because they just want to get paid. Right. Just like everyone, they just want to get paid. So they'll settle for a smaller amount if you're willing to pay it all at once at that same time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, from what I've been told by other people, they say that if I deal with an organization like yours, I will walk away with nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's not true because, you know, right. And again, I mean, there are a lot of companies that come in here and they offer, you know, low amounts of money, but kind of like I mentioned earlier. We've been in business for a few years, so our business model is more in numbers. So the more houses we can buy, you know, the less we can afford to make on each of them. So it just allows us to be competitive in regards to what our price is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about this is the price range is very good for Oakmont.
It is. Yeah, I agree. So let me ask you, I mean, I know we kind of touched base on it briefly earlier, but, you know, moving out of this property, if we just, you know, took it over, paid the mortgage off, and we focused on clearing the rest of that property for you so you can just, you know, get what you want to collect and take back home and go in and get it, and then whatever you don't want to take, we'll either donate it or, you know, we'll put one of those bins up in the front as we start to replace the property, because our goal is to go in there, make it nice and pretty, you know, put it, another family in there that can put it to good use and enjoy it and make new memories there.
Exactly. Exactly. So I put a lot of
money
into the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like the windows are good and the roof is good. And I sealed the floor.
Uh-huh. So I know it sounds like you've taken a lot of pride and joy in your
property.
I did
up until this point.
And
the problem is the property shows so poorly with all this stuff in it, all my art supplies and boxes and boxes and boxes and clothing, and
even though you're not going to be living there, I mean, you know, would you rather it just sit there like that, you know, and vacant and distressed, or, you know, would you rather, you know, someone go in there, give it a new purpose?
I want you to come in and repurpose the property.
That's right, because you had your good times and your good memories there, and you know it's just like, you know, it's like it's property, right? You don't take property with you when you go. You know, once it's served its purpose to you, you know, you embrace all the good memories that you had there, and you got to realize, like in this case, like it's, you know, we don't want that property sitting there with rats. We don't want, you know, we don't want it piled up with boxes, right? And then at the end of the day, you know, we don't want to make those HOA fees keep piling up.
We've done the majority of the trash collection. We have contractor bags. We have about 20 contractor bags already packed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We've been working on it and working on it, and as it gets closer to me going to Salem, I see that I can't deal with a real estate company and wait for an investor. I can't wait for an investor. Investor would love this property. Drop $30,000 on it, and you've got a jewel.
Yes, ma'am. So just looking in at the grand scheme of things, I mean, you know, I know I mentioned earlier, I mean, you don't have any idea at all, like realistically, if you know, you could clear that mortgage off, what your budget would be and what moving expenses would work as far as like what you would need to walk away with.
I honestly hadn't considered because I was told I wouldn't walk away with anything.
Yes. And it's like, yeah, and that's why I wanted to find out, because I know it's not much what I could do, right? But you know, I know that, you know, and you're in real estate. It's all about raising capital and being able to fund properties. We're not a billion-dollar company, even though we do a lot of business. You know, we still use hard money and private money. So, you know, it's not 100% up to me, but my thought process on all of this was, you know, I really want to help you. You know, you've done your part to the community, and you need help right now. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for teachers, and, you know, someone, you know, you deserve the help of somebody else.
Well, I need help. But it's a pretty cold world out there. Where do we go from here, Andy?
So here's the next step. So, you know, and I, you know, we're not here to waste your time, you know, and I know this is something you need to get the ball rolling on. You know, the sooner the better. We want to do the same exact thing, you know, but there's just I would just have to make a phone call to my contractor and my money partner, so the guy that lets us borrow all the money for the properties. I'd go and just make, you know, we'd give them a quick call here right now, get everything approved, you know, see how much we could put, you know, in your pocket, if anything. So, you know, my thought process is if we're able to call them and get this approved and, you know, put something in your pocket, is this something that you'd be ready to get moving forward with right away?
I don't have a choice.
Okay. So here's what's next then. You know, and I'm here. This is where, you know, of course, this is the easiest part of the entire thing, is me just walking you through exactly what you can expect and what our next move is. So I'm actually going to place you on just a brief hold, if you don't mind waiting for like the next 2-3 minutes. And
okay.
I'm going to call my contractor and my money partner really quick. They're still in the office. So, you know, if we can get something confirmed where we could cover that mortgage and put something in your pocket, could we get moving on this right away?
I assume so.
And the next step is simple. So I know just to kind of fill me in, do you have access to email right now, Carol?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so would that be on like a smartphone or a desktop or a laptop?
Smartphone.
Okay,
I've had trouble with people who use Google getting their information over to Xfinity. It doesn't come through.
Okay, well we'll figure that out here shortly. You know, but the only really thing I would need to confirm is if you have access, we'll do our best You know, and I know back in the day, transactions haven't changed. This is just something we have to go through any title company, just like any other sale. So, you know, upon us, if we get the funds approved for this and we're able to give you something, you know, something that works for you, we would both just fill out an accepted offer that says we're going to pay this amount of money. We're going to put this amount of money in your pocket. We're buying it as is with, you know, everything that sits in it. We're buying it as it stands, like I've been telling you. So you can expect all that on there. Once we both fill this out, we send it to a title company, and they're in charge of all the paperwork. So I'm not in charge of the paperwork personally.
Right.
They're going to be the ones who deal with your bank and the HOA,
they'll
and that's who we're going
to
try to negotiate
they'll have
with.
To deal,
so.
They'll have to deal with me in Salem.
Exactly. And we can do that. So it'll just be either through email and phone call or mobile notary. So we'll figure that out. The only thing is that we would need to be in touch with you. So this is your cell phone that you're calling from right now?
This is my only number. It's my only contact number. So I feel like I'm being foolish by not asking for a certain price. I don't know what's possible. I paid $333,000 for it, and I put $100,000 down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can get out of that.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to. That's what we're you know, our goal is to accomplish right now is, you know, put something on the table where, you know, it's enough to make you happy, and that's our goal out of this. I mean, you know, the normal cash buying companies, you're right, you know, they come in real low. You know, a lot of times it's not even enough to cover mortgages. So, you know, you're definitely speaking with the right person. We have the ability to pay more for our properties. So just as long as, again, and before I give these guys a call, I'm going to find out, see if everything works. And if it does, I'll let you know what that is. So just I need two to three minutes, if you don't mind waiting, and then I'll be right back with you.
I don't mind waiting, Andy.
Okay, great. Thank you, Carol. Give me just a second. I'll be right back with you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Or excuse me, just hold on.
All right.
Hey, Carol. I wanted to check in with you. I hate when companies place me on hold, right? And they're just So I just, you know, I wanted to check in, but our admin here at the office, our assistant's talking to our money partner right now, so it should be all but a minute or two.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to check in with you. Thank you for checking in.
No problem. Give me just a second. All right, Carol. So we're just. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we're just about you know, getting finalized on our end, and just to kind of fill you in. I mean, I don't want to get you too excited, but you know, I've got some good news that, you know, we can get you away with some cash. So, you know, we're finding that out right now. We've called our money partner. We're just waiting on our contractor now, because it all comes down to that, right? If we can get the money in, if we can get someone to remodel the property for us at a competitive rate also. So, you know, kind of where we save money also.
Like I say, it's got a new bathroom and a new roof and new windows and new sliding glass door.
And really what we're getting the estimate out is on clearing and the disc TLC, right? So getting like new carpeting in there and paint, you know, maybe updating the counters and new appliances. Like, that's really what we're. So he does everything for it. All that I just mentioned, he does for us.
Right.
So I'm just getting that from him and you know, give me, so, you know, if you just, she's talking to him right now, so Just hang in there for one more minute. Just one more minute, and then hopefully we can get this thing done.
Take your time. Take your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Carol, thank you so much for your patience and all of this.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate it. So we just got off the phone with everyone that we needed to get off the phone with. And after analyzing everything, we figured all the numbers in. This is something that, you know, on top of the, I know there's 195,000 altogether, right, with all the all of what you owe and such.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we were looking at right now is, and you know, this is something that, you know, I felt strongly on, was making sure that we get you enough money to make this work for you. So figuring out of all of it, you know, initially we thought it was going to be something like $10,000 that we could help you walk away with.
Oh, God, that's...
And initially, that's what we first thought, you know, when we first looked at it. But that's why I was making all those phone calls here right now, you know, to see what we could, where we could save money, because, you know, we really, really want to make sure that, you know, we make you happy in all this. You know, so out of all of it, if we're going to go in there, pay all the closing costs, there's no realtor fees, no commissions or anything like that. You know, we're taking the house exactly as it stands. This is something that we'd actually be able to put, you know, about $20,000 to $22,000 in your pocket. And it's just a matter of getting everything confirmed now with my partner. You know, but I know it's better than what we were initially able to do. So just looking at all that, you know, if we're able to put, you know, $20,000 or more in your pocket, would that be enough breathing room for this to work out for you?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I know, so too low for you. You know, and I completely understand. You know, there's no hard feelings or anything like that, you know, ever. But, you know, I mean, and that's why I ask. I mean, so you didn't have any idea at all. I mean, and it's not even a matter of, you know, because we haven't seen the property. So, you know, I know you said you did some work. You know, realistically, where would you need to be at? What would be the closest you would even be able to get to that?
50,000.
If you were able to walk away with 50.
Right.
Which, in the grand reality of things, I mean, we're not, you know, this is not something that we're, you know, ridiculously far off on. I mean, you know, it's a matter of, you know, if you're willing to work with us, you know, like I said, it's all about raising capital. So, you know, I always ask because, you know, I can see what I can do, but, you know, the lenders, they need something to work off of. So 50,000, if you could walk away with 50,000 in your pocket when it's all said and done, no costs, nothing like that. Would that be what it would take to earn your business today, Ms. Whitrock?
Yes. I'm giving the property away. I'm virtually giving the property away because of my circumstances.
Okay. All right, and I know, you know, our goal, and this is something that, you know, of course, that you're set on doing, you're going to be doing this, you know, it's my job to, you know, use all of the resources that our company has to make this happen. So, you know, the first thing I want to confirm is that, you know, everything would make sense for you, right? You know, that being the offer, so... I guess at this point, it's just a matter of, you know, convincing my partner. I mean, if there's any way that we can put 50 in your pocket. He said you have access to your email right now, Ms. Whitrock.
I don't know how to talk on the phone and have access to my email at the same time.
Okay. And did you have, what kind of phone do you have? What kind of cell phone?
I have a iPhone.
Okay, so here's what you would do, and I use iPhone too, so that
I have,
you know,
an updated iPhone.
Okay, so does it have a button? Does your iPhone have a button?
A what?
Does it have a button? Your iPhone, the center button.
It has a home button. The floating
Exactly.
home
Yeah,
button.
that one. That's right. That's right. So
It
you
has a
would
floating
hit.
home button.
So what you would do is you would actually put me on speaker on your phone.
You're on speaker now.
Oh, okay. And then you would just press that home button on your phone, and it'll take you to the home screen. Like, and you'll be able to talk and use your phone.
Okay.
Okay, are you at your home screen?
Yeah, let me push the I'm on my home screen.
Okay, all right. And what kind of email do you have? What's that? Is it like Gmail,
X
Yahoo,
Xfinity.
Xfinity? And are you logged into that Xfinity account in there?
I'm looking for it. I can't find it. I don't know how to get to it. What?
Can I help? Or
I
is
can't
it
get to my Xfinity
okay? And
iPhone.
when you normally do it, is it like through the web browser? Do you have an app for that?
I thought I had it. I thought I had X. I
Okay, now
thought I
can I ask
had.
you, so do you have a is there is you do you maybe have access to like a desktop there at the house?
No, I don't have access to it.
Okay, so here's what we would do. If you just want to go ahead and find a way to access that, I already have my admin here, the assistant. She's already calling the owner of the company right now, see if there's any way that he can come up with that extra money to do, you know, to so technically it would be 245, right? What you would need minimum.
Come again?
So pretty much it's just a matter
Technically.
of like, you know, if you could get the 50,000, that would be enough to buy the property. So that's what we're trying to find out right now, if we can do
Yeah.
that too. If you can walk away with 50,000.
Okay, now I've got the home button and I can't find the Xfinity application.
Okay, and do you see the Gmail or the email, the little envelope? It looks like a little
Yeah,
envelope.
I see the little envelope, but I think it's.
Okay, so maybe this is something we can maybe this is something we can create an email with, or you might be able to log
Okay,
in.
let me put my password in here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you want to go. That's the
Let
first
me put
step.
my password. I'm slow because I shake.
Oh,
S
you know, take your time. I'm here as a friend.
M
I'm here.
A
I'm here.
R T S T O N E 1945.
And remember, Carol, I'm here strictly as a friend to help, you know, and get you in a better
Okay.
position. So you know, you don't have
Unread,
to wait.
I'll go to unread messages or current mailbox.
Okay, so you're in your email now, it sounds like, right?
Should I go to unread messages or current email box?
Okay, so here's what's next. Okay, don't click anything just yet. Just stay on the page that you're at right now. And I'm waiting on my assistant here, but we'll go ahead and open everything up that you need together. All right, and just stay patient with me, please.
So what are your plans for the rest of the day once you get this thing taken care of?
I'm not quite sure. I have someone helping me clear the place out. I'll probably finish packing my stuff for Salem.
And maybe get yourself a nice dinner. Fix yourself a nice dinner, right?
I don't think it's in the budget. Do you have to go right now?
No.
Okay. No, it's okay. I'm just finishing up here.
Okay.
So you're saying I don't have to pay for all the Holloway stuff that it's all bagged up.
And just feel free to leave behind whatever is going to be easier for you to leave. If it makes sense for you to leave behind, then just leave it behind. And,
yeah. There's like a brass bed.
That's
going to
save you a lot of work. That should save you a lot of work and time.
Brass
and then maybe
bed
a little bit of money.
Some furniture. You know, there's a really good brass bed. I was going to throw it in the dump because it had to be cleared. But the bulk of the trash is already bagged up. The work has already been done.
Oh, okay.
We've been working on it for 7 days.
Yeah, I know you guys have been working hard. It's about time you guys know. You know, you get your plan in place. That's going to take some stress off your shoulders. Now it'll just be all about moving, right? Just getting all your stuff ready and taking off. And even, you know, Carol, I want to mention, this is something that can possibly help you. You know, generally, and you're going to see right now, and you said you're at your email right now, right?
Well, I see the page, unread
messages. And you're
where messages.
It says unread. Okay, so
and
just give me
current mailbox I can tap.
Okay, so we'll do this, and I'll walk you through this right now. My assistant actually she just walked in.
Are we gonna sell the house now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that to me? Were you asking me?
Yeah. Are we gonna sell the house now?
So it's not a matter of you're selling it right now, but you're accepting an offer because then before I can even pay you. You know, the title company, just like, you know, like you would know, they handle all the paperwork. They got to start dealing with your bank and with the HOA. So we just have to get an accepted offer over to them. And then once we have that accepted offer, we can move along. Does that make sense? And then you sell the house. It would be, you know, it could be anywhere from 1 week. Exactly. And then you decide how you want your money, whether that's a cashier's check or wire transfer. You set that up with the title company, but that's why we have to get things filled out today. So
what I'll probably do is stay in Santa Rosa. Well, I don't know.
Would a bit of a cash advance possibly help you, Miss Whitrock? You know, and this is something maybe like after like. You know, so we have to get clear title first. So all that means is that the title company confirms, hey guys, you know, besides the lien and the mortgage, everything is good to go. Carol is going to be able to sell the house. And as soon as they tell us that, we actually can possibly advance you some cash before the closing. That way, that'll help you a little bit. It sounds like you might help you a little.
Yeah, because I don't really have this place is. Hard to stay in.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sooner we get this thing over to the title company, the sooner we're actually able to do all that. So, you know, let me go ahead and just like I said, my admin walked in. I was able to get it confirmed. So, I mean, it is $30,000 higher. You know, we're pretty much at that 20 to 25 range, and I know you're at 50, so. You know, it's not about in life. It's not about, you know, making a ton of money and profits. It's about purpose. It's about helping. It's about, you know, doing good for the community. And, you know, it's a little more than.
I'm losing all my equity except for $50,000. It's all the money I have in the world. I don't have any other money in the world.
But it just, but it,
I have
and
a,
I mean,
I have a teacher's pension.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, and at the end of the day, it just, you know, the way it's getting it, you're getting a cash offer, you're selling it as is. You don't have to invest any money. You know, you're not paying realtor fees.
Yeah.
You know, and it benefits you just to sell it as is. You know, so that helps.
Yes, it does.
So Ms. Whitrock, here's what's next. What's your email address?
C Whitrock at Comcast.net. No dot or anything. C Whitrock, Whitrock at Comcast.net.
Okay, give me just a second. And then we'll go shortly. I'm going to ask you to go into that unread section, and then you'll see the offer that we need to get filled out to send over to the title company.
Okay. But this would be a binding offer.
Yeah, it would be a binding accepted offer. That's right. Okay, and then, all right, it should all be but like a minute or so. And, you know, you're going to see it's super simple and to the point, you know, this line, you know, doing this type of stuff, like you said, it can be nerve-wracking, it can be uncomfortable. So, I mean, we really try to make this as easy as possible for you, and I
You've
mean
been
you're
very
gonna see you're not gonna receive a 30-page contract where you're gonna sign everywhere you don't know what it means. You know, it's a page and a half. All you can expect on there is everything we've talked about. So, you know, I know I'm telling you I'm taking it as is. I'm gonna pay all the closing costs. You know, you're gonna be getting $50,000. You know, that'll all be written on there very clearly. You know, so the title company knows.
And I don't have fees on top of the $50,000.
Exactly, and like we said, it's our agreement is only 12 terms, 12 easy peasy terms, and we'll walk you through them. It'll say very clearly on there that we pay for absolutely everything.
Okay.
Okay, and then, all right, it should be in your inbox shortly. Give me just a second. All right. So, Carol, if you want to go ahead and open that inbox, that main, it would either be primary or unread.
Unread message.
Okay. And then
I have Alex. I have Alex sends.
Yes, ma'am. That's please. My business partner right there. And then.
Please
and
document.
Then,
all right. Alex, please sign. California purchase agreement.
That's right. And then you would go into accept, and that'll let you review the document. You should get
review,
be given the option to review document.
Okay, review document.
There you go. So you would click on that.
Click on review document. Do I click
yeah,
on review
right.
document? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So you would click on review document.
All right. DocuSign. Please review and act on these documents.
That's right. If it all makes sense, of course, to you.
There's Andy Garcia.
That's me.
It's blank. It's blank.
Exactly. So it should say at the bottom of.
Oh dear. Document signed to DocuSign. It's.
That's right.
Please.
So we're actually both going to get it filled out here shortly.
Continue. Do I hit continue? Have questions about this document? I can't read it. It's the print is too small.
Here, let me go ahead.
Have questions about this document? Comments? are the easiest and quickest way to get answers to your questions about this document. I can't read the document.
Okay, so yeah, right now you have to go all the way to the bottom of the page. It's either going to be on the top right corner, and it would say next. Or
go to
advanced.
The bottom of the page. Wait. Excuse me, I got lost. Go to the bottom of the page at the top right corner.
So I meant. So it's going to be one of the two. So try going all the way to the bottom where, and it should say maybe next or advanced somewhere right there.
I see where it says seller.
Exactly. So you would actually tap right there.
Select style. Draw your initials.
That's right. And then we
walk. Do I sign my name or draw initials?
Whatever you prefer.
It's not making any more.
Okay, so give me just
there's something.
So try just clicking on it, and that's the best way to deal with technology, right? Sometimes you just have to click.
It's just clear. Okay. Here I go. Why won't it write? It just makes scratch marks. It won't take a signature.
Okay, so it should let you do like a generated one that's already been generated. Can you try doing
that? What do you mean generated?
Like it's a auto-populate, so it automatically does a virtual type of.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so let's I know this type of stuff can be difficult. So.
Let me clear it again and try. Let me clear it again and try.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I got a good enough signature.
Okay, good. Awesome. So it would just give you the option to tap there.
What do I do? Accept an initial.
There you go. So you would go ahead and tap on that where it says accept.
Do
an initial.
Do I tap on it or do I try and write an initial there?
Try both just to be safe, but I believe you might be able to just tap on it.
Oh dear, now my page is disappearing. Oh God. Adopt and initial.
There you go. That's right. Adopt and initial. That's the one.
So I'll click that.
There you go. So you would click on that.
Have questions about this.
Okay, so you would just skip over that right there because
okay.
that's just like on dealing with the server and
okay.
I'll walk you through it, so it's a little different.
How can I fill this tiny minuscule space in? It has seller. How can I fill that in?
Okay, so what you do is you zoom in. You can zoom in on there. Do you know how to zoom in on your phone?
I've forgotten.
So you pinch, you actually pinch a little closer. So you pinch like it's
you know, like you're pinching something, like you're kind of like pinching something against like a wall.
I'm spreading it out. I can spread it out.
There you go. So you would spread it out like that?
You mean I'm going to have to go through this handwriting thing again?
It should just give you the option to tap. Did it not? Did it not give you the option to tap?
It gave me the option to what?
To just tap on it. Tap where it says seller. The little box right there.
Okay, here says bar, seller, sign.
There you go. So try tapping on there,
oh,
or signing.
Oh, there's Carol Whitrock.
There you go. That's where
initials,
you sign, right there.
C. Whitrock.
Exactly.
Select
so you go
style.
Ahead and tap on there.
Select style. Draw your signature.
And then you can just select one that's on there. That's probably going to be a little easier if you just select.
They don't show anything to select.
Okay, so try drawing it instead then.
Okay.
Okay.
I got that.
Let me
do
see
I
if I got
adopt,
it.
Do I adopt and sign again?
Yes, ma'am. You do that. You do that. And I think that should be the last one because it should ask you to do it three times. So that should be the last one.
Required. Initial here. Seller.
There you go. So you tap on there. And it should give you the option to initial, just like you signed right now.
The title company.
And that's going to be who's going to help us with all the paperwork. And I'll make sure they call you as soon as we get this thing sent
over. Okay, wait a second. I'm still stuck on required initials. It's got my signature there. I can't read this thing. Required initials, and it put my signature in.
Exactly. So you would tap right there. You're doing it right. You're doing it right.
Tap where?
What's that?
Tap
so now you
where?
Go,
I don't
so
know
you should,
where to
you should
tap.
Go to the bottom of the second page.
I don't know where the second page is. I don't know what page I'm on. There's no
okay.
numbers.
Okay. Does it say next anywhere or finish or adopt
there's
an initial
a finish.
Referrals?
There's a finish. There's a finish at the top.
Okay, so hit finish.
But where it says initials, it put in my signature. Is that legal?
Yeah, so this is not you signing anything over. This is just to get over to the title company. You'll actually need to sign in person when you are to receive your money. So, yes, it is legal. You know, but when it does come to closing documents, you'll have to – you know, we'll have to send the title company out to you, or you would have to go out and then you would sign everything else in person. This is just to get everything
right.
started.
Okay, so I'm on the page that says finish.
Okay, and then you just click finish. Okay, and did you click finish right there, Carol?
No, I was looking at the title company because I have such a hard time with email. I don't have any documents or paper.
What I'll do is I can go ahead and get you a physical copy. We'll either drop it off or you know, we can drop it off. We can do that. And then
okay.
we'll drop off everything in person. So just go ahead and click finish. We'll get this thing filled out and sent over to the title company, and then we'll drop everything off.
Finish. Save a copy of your document. So I've sold my house, right?
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations. You've officially accepted an offer. Everything is good to go. So the next thing we need from you, and it's real simple, is, like I said, we're going to send everything over to the title company. And from there, they're going to go ahead and get in touch with you, get all the paperwork you need. And then we look forward to, you know, closing this thing out quickly so you can get your life moving again.
Now, if I'm in Salem, how is that going to work? I'll just go to a title company in Salem?
So we'll do mobile notary. Have you ever worked with any mobile notaries?
Yeah, they just come to your house.
Easy as that, exactly. We'll find a time that's convenient for you, and we'll go out and we'll just send someone out to you.
I hope I've done the right thing. I'm just at my wit's end.
You definitely are. You definitely did the right thing. And, you know, it's not easy to, you know, sell, you know, such a big piece of yourself, right? It's not easy, but you know that, you know, there's a better vision for this house than for it to be sitting with rats, you know, to be sitting with no purpose. You know, you want to put new memories in there and new people to enjoy.
Yeah.
It. And then on this end, you know, you have enough cash to where, you know, you're going to move, be able to get something taken care of comfortably. And
yeah.
And then, you know, so, you know, I'm glad that we're able to make this happen. You know, we really appreciate you,
Andy,
trusting us and you know, giving us your business, because you don't owe us anything, but we appreciate you trusting us. Okay.
Okay, Andy. So we'll leave everything in the house as is.
Exactly. Exactly.
We don't have to remove a thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just like that. And then I'll
just
make
like
sure
that.
we'll send you a copy of the document that the contract we just signed, and then
I'll
send you the
title company. How long will that take?
We will make sure that gets done this weekend. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So
you
can expect to hear from me first thing. You know, and you'll be working with me hands on, so you'll hear from me tomorrow also, first thing.
Okay, please call me tomorrow. That's good.
I will. And you have, you know, I'm gonna. Do you want to write down my cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
623.
I couldn't hear.
623.
623.
282.
282.
68.
6831.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And again, Andy Garcia is my name. You'll be able to reach me at any time.
Okay, Andy. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. You
I'll
enjoy the rest
you
of
tomorrow.
Your day. Yeah,
okay,
don't stress too much. We're here to help you, okay? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, I made a decision.